Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to worship at St. Luke's Lutheran Church. I'm delighted to see you here. What do you think about the rain we're getting? Are you glad we're not California? Please keep California in your prayers. Please also keep the people of Maui in your prayers, people who are suffering from all sorts of devastation. Just hold on to them in your hearts. A few announcements. First, our food pantry volunteers are Kathleen and Ron McPhee and Peggy Bjerke. To let you know that Thursday, August the 31st at 1 o'clock, Bell Choir will start rehearsing again. If you have an interest in joining our merry band of ding-a-lings, please come. They always are in need of more people who want to ring bells. On Wednesday, September the 6th, Youth Night and Confirmation will begin, and they will meet every first and third Wednesday. That means that we also need people who are willing to feed our hungry young people. So we will have sign-ups that will be starting online that I think will be more accessible for the parents, and then we'll have other means for you to volunteer. I just think it's a wonderful thing that we're able to feed the children who come to us and then feed them on the Word of God. Also in the bulletin is the announcement that on September the 10th, St. Luke's Episcopal Church is having its Harvest Hoedown. I went last year and it was a lot of fun. It's one of their big fundraisers. So there's food and music and raffles. And they will be bringing tickets for both the dinner and the raffle to our outdoor worship, which is next Sunday. So if you come here at 9 in the morning next Sunday, you won't see anyone here. You get an opportunity to sleep in for an hour and then join us over at the park by the tennis courts or the swimming pool, whichever you allows you to orient yourself better. And just join us. We have a sign-up sheet for people to bring the various food items so that we can have a wonderful celebration as we gather together this church with St. Luke's Episcopal and Union Congregational in a time of worship and fellowship. And then another announcement. Jim Frisk's granddaughter, Dana, who's going to be turning 8 this coming Saturday, made the decision to be baptized. And she wanted to be baptized in the creek. And that's good news. But there's more. Her mom, Amanda, decided that she wanted to be baptized too. And that's good news. But there's more. Amanda's son decided that why should he be left out? So Brendan also made the decision to be baptized. And so yesterday, in the chilly but clear waters of Upper Clear Creek, those three individuals were brought into the family of God. It is exciting. And there's more, because it sounds like they also want to receive First Communion with us at outdoor worship. But there's more. I have another family also being baptized this coming Saturday, and they also want to be part of First Communion at Outdoor Worship. So God is doing wonderful things. So it's another good reason to come to Outdoor Worship so that you can celebrate these baptisms and celebrate the receipt of our Lord in Holy Communion. And just rejoice that these new brothers and sisters of ours are being brought into God's family. Do we have any other announcements? You'll also see that we were supposed to have a guest with us when you get to the sermon part, and I just got a call that he's sick. So you get me for the entire worship service. If there are no other announcements, let us join together in the confession and forgiveness. Please stand as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Let us join together in hymn number 532, Gather Us In. the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. God of all peoples, your arms reach out to embrace all those who call upon you. Teach us as disciples of your Son to love the world with compassion and constancy, that your name may be known throughout the earth. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading is from Isaiah 56. Thus says the Lord, maintain justice and do what is right, for soon my salvation will come and my deliverance will be revealed. And the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord to minister to him, to love the name of the Lord and to be his servants, all who keep the Sabbath and do not profane it and hold fast my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. Thus says the Lord God, who gathers the outcasts of Israel. I will gather others to them besides those already gathered. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let's read Psalm 67 responsibly. May God be merciful to us and bless us. May the light of God's face shine upon us.
Your way be known upon the earth, your saving health among all nations.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity
and guide all the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let the peoples praise you. God, our own God, has blessed us. May God give us blessing, and may all the ends of the earth stand in awe. The second reading is from Romans 11. Paul writes, I ask then, has God rejected his people? By no means. I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Just as you were once disobedient to God, but have now received mercy because of their disobedience. So they have now been disobedient in order that by the mercy shown to you, they too may receive mercy. For God has imprisoned all in disobedience that he may be merciful to all. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Our gospel is Matthew 15, verses 10 through 28. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus called the crowd to him and said to them, "Listen and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles." Then the disciples approached and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said?" He answered, "Every plan that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And if one blind person guides another, both will fall into a pit." But Peter said to him, "Explain this parable to us." Then he said, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and goes out into the sewer? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart. And this is what defiles. For out of the heart come evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile." Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. O Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Woman, great is your faith, Jesus says to this persistent Canaanite woman. And think of what he said to one of his disciples last week. "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And these stories should be read next to each other. That the disciples who walked with him, who saw the wonders that he performed, didn't seem to understand. And they didn't have the faith that he was expecting of them. But here is this Canaanite woman, this non-Jew, living in this Gentile area of Tyre and Sidon. And she's undoubtedly heard about Jesus and about the wonders that he's performed. And she is desperate. Her daughter is tormented by a demon. And she goes to Jesus. And what happens? This doesn't sound like the Jesus that we want to have in our scriptures, does it? We want Jesus to always be kind to everyone that he encounters. And this doesn't sound very kind, to call this poor, hurting woman a dog. All right, so if you look at the word, it doesn't mean one of the wild dogs of the street, but it means a puppy at your household table. But still, this sounds like an insult to me. And it doesn't look like Jesus is going to answer her prayer. Instead, he says, I didn't come for you. I came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Wouldn't that be enough to make you turn away and say, I'm clearly not worthy of Jesus' help. I'm not one of those that he was sent to save. But she persists and says, yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from their master's table. And he looks at her. And he declares her to be a person of great faith. She's challenged him. How many times do you challenge God? How many times are you persistent in your prayer? Isn't it easy instead to say, well, I prayed and God didn't respond, so clearly God is not hearing me. This woman knows better. That certainly Jesus was sent to save the lost sheep of the tribe of Israel. And it was only after his death and resurrection that the ministry was extended to the entire world. But we still see glimpses throughout Scripture of times when Jesus opens up that gift. And this is one of them. She's asking for the same rights as those that Jesus claims that he sent for specifically. She challenges him to open up that gift to the entire world, to her and her tormented daughter. And he does. Great is her faith. But those of us who are parents know we'll do anything for our children, won't we? I think back to when my youngest daughter was seriously injured in a car accident. We were pedestrians in front of my older daughter's school, coming from the school Christmas program. And the three of us, my older daughter, my younger daughter, and I, were walking in the designated crosswalk to get from the school to where our car was parked. When I saw the headlights of a truck and knew he wasn't going to stop, I pushed my older daughter out of the way and turned to get my younger daughter, and she was gone. Hit full on by the truck. My foot crushed, although I didn't realize it at the time, as I went to try to save her. And there was my little girl, 15 months old, lying in a pool of blood. I don't even know that I could pray at the time. I think I just started screaming. And people who were still in the school and in the church got down on their knees and started to pray. The ambulance quickly came and took her to the hospital, where they had to tell me that they were going to send her to the children's hospital, and there were so many attendants with her that I'd have to follow some other way. It was about that time that I realized that I was also injured. And I sent my older daughter to stay with a relative and rushed to the hospital, called her dad to tell him what had gone on. And all we could do is pray. Because every time they scanned her body, they found something else. So many of her bones broken. So much blood lost. And just calling out in desperation, please, 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 God, save her. Please, please save her. And miraculously, he did. Maybe it's because she was so young. But every time we went back to so many visits, they kept calling her the miracle baby. So I know what it's like to cry out to God on behalf of a child. And that's what this woman is doing, crying out to God, just desperate. Think of our gospel lesson last week, where Peter starts walking on the water. And he's walking on the water. He's doing the impossible. And then what happens? He notices the wind surrounding him. He notices the waves. And he takes his eyes off Jesus and starts to sink. And Jesus catches him by the hand, pulls him into the boat, and says, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And here this woman is crying out in the same manner, "Please save my daughter." And Jesus eventually takes her by the hand and saves her daughter as she's requested. There's something about the plea of a parent. There's something about the faith of someone who is an outsider. And we hear in our first lesson of the day about God's house being a house of prayer for all people. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, that's what the church is called to be a place for outcasts, to be a place for those who feel that they are outside the realm of God's grace and mercy, for people like this Canaanite woman who come in faith seeking what only God can give them. Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, that grace and mercy is extended to the entire world. In our first hymn, we sang, "Gather Us In." We talk about gathering people from all walks of life to come into one body. And that's what the church should look like. A place of welcome, a place of refuge for all who call on the name of the Lord. Especially for those who have tried everything else, like the woman in another portion of the gospel who just wanted to touch the hem of Jesus' garment, knowing that she'd be healed, because she had tried everything else and nothing else worked. And when we try everything else and nothing else works, where do we need to go? We go to Jesus, and we cry out to him, "Lord, save me. Lord, save my children. Lord, save those I love. Lord, I put it all into your hands because I've tried everything else. You're all that's left." And God does hear. This is indeed a house of prayer for all people. Let it be so forever. Amen. Let us join together in our hymn of the day, number 759, "My Faith Looks Up to Thee." Let us confess our faith together using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Confident that God receives our joys and concerns, let us offer our prayers for the Church, those in need, and all of creation.
O God, your Spirit gathers the Church. Shepherd those who are newly baptized and newly ordained in the proclamation of the Gospel. Breathe life into ecumenical and interreligious endeavors, and support missionaries throughout the globe. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. You created the earth and all its inhabitants and declared it good. Clean polluted skies, seas, and soil. Provide nourishment to plants and animals and make us aware of our impact on the environment. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great.
You call leaders to bridge differences and practice generosity. Inspire all in authority to protect people in harm's way. Deliver those in bondage. Support fair elections, provide care for military personnel and veterans, and show mercy to those for whom they have responsibility. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. You provide for those who suffer in mind, body, or spirit. Embrace people who have been rejected because of difference. Heal trauma caused by racism or prejudice. Shield any who are persecuted. Console the dying. Heal the sick. Be with those who suffer due to natural disaster, and those we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great.
O God, you journey with us in all of life's transitions. Guide those preparing for baptism, marriage, and retirement. Guide our church council and committees in their visioning and ministry. Safeguard those who travel. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. We give you thanks for those who now rest from their labors, especially those we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. Motivate us by their lives of dedication to the gospel until that day when we join with them in our eternal home. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, in the name of the one who reconciled all creation to himself, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
Also with you.
Let us share with one another a sign of that peace. And we thank you for supporting the ministries of St. Luke's Lutheran Church with your tithes and your offerings.
Thank you. us pray. Holy God, gracious and merciful, you bring forth food from the earth and nourish your whole creation. Turn our hearts toward those who hunger in any way, that all may know your care, and prepare us now to feast on the bread of life, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We give thanks to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praises.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death in the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who, on the cross, opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom, with you and the Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Gathered in one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come to the banquet, for all is now ready, and all are welcome at the table of the Lord. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, grant us.
Thank you.
Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Amen.
Let us join together in our sending song. There's a wideness in God's mercy. Never mind.